Blog Talk Radio. that chair, we declare you come to the things of God. We know you're good. In Jesus' name. Amen. I know, I was just going to tell you, you forgot your lights on, and Rebecca's over here saying she had worn hers today. Welcome, Rebecca and Tracy. We love you guys. Wayner, it's so good to have you with us. Yay! Roger, he is. We do. Does it seem brighter tonight than it has been? Amen. Oh my, yep. 3 years ago, yeah. Amen. Yes, he is. Amen. Doers forever. Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. No. All right, hold on. You're welcome. Yeah, we'd love to do this from the truck, but boy, it's a challenge. A challenge to do it out there. Right. Okay, here we go. Let's start with our pledges. There's the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And let's pray these two prayers too. We pray these over Israel. We pray them over the United States of America and every lost person in our lives. And we're even praying these now for the terrorists, for Hamas and Hezbollah, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. God, give them a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God, for they shall return to you with their whole hearts. Amen. Amen. And there you have it. I say to all of my friends, everyone who knows my name, anyone I've ever met, yes, come to Jesus this year. Yes, see the Christmas story like you've never seen it before. Pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yes. And Sunday's with us too now. Love you, Sunday. So good to see you guys all here. I was just going to say, are you driving? All right. Amen. Here we go. Luke 1:26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one." This just takes on a whole different, what is it? A whole different spirit after hearing Ruth's rendition of, it is, it's just beautiful. Yeah. Oh, here we go, 28. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Yeah. She was out in the fields by a rock, sitting on a rock praying, wasn't she? I guess. Okay, here we are. So Luke 1, we're on verse 39 now. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Wow, think about that. The mother of my Lord. Can you imagine what Mary was thinking when she heard her say that? It's like all of this had to seem so surreal to her. Verse Yes. Yes. Verse 45, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Blessed is she who believed. Hallelujah. That was Luke 1:45 that I just finished. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, 12. All right. Romans 4:1. What then shall we say? That Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he was something to boast about, but not before God. He has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Mm-hmm. What are you uh-ohing about? Oh, okay. Verse 5, but to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as if I'd never sinned. Verse 6. Just as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Let me say that again. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed. Yeah. And blessed is that man. It was really good. Apart from works, nobody's even working for this righteousness. It's given to us. Verse 7. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only? Or upon the uncircumcised also. For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. And the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which the father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. How about 21? I'm going to start at 21. All right. Here we go. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God. Oh, I thought you were going to say something right then. Through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Well, we'll just start with 22 again. Even the righteousness of God through all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set. Yes, yeah. It is. It is a comma. Easy, yes. That's not what he said. Yep. Yep. Yeah, I can. It doesn't say that. It is 8:30. Exhausted, are you? Yeah, amen. You're cutting in and out. You must be in a low service area. Yeah. Well, now I hear you well. There was a spot. Amen. Amen. All right. Here we go. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made him. Yes, amen. Yeah.